Hey y'all, we're going to look at Mark chapter 4, starting in verse 1. And he began to teach beside the sea, and a very large crowd gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea, and the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. And he was teaching them many things in parables, and in his teaching he said to them, "Listen, behold, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and immediately it sprang up, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. And other seed fell into good soil, and produced grain, growing up and increasing, and yielding 30-fold, and 60-fold, and 100-fold. And he said, "He who has ears, let him hear." And when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parables, and he said to them, "To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God, but for those outside, everything is in parables, so that they may indeed see, but not perceive, and may indeed hear, but not understand, lest they should turn and be forgiven." So, remember in this section of Mark, Jesus has been hiding out in deserted places. He's been telling people that he heals not to tell anyone. He's been doing controversial things with the leadership. In many ways, you might think of what Jesus is doing as an anti-PR campaign. He's certainly not trying to build an enormous following. Why is that? Another question we could ask is, why does he teach in parables? So clearly, the disciples themselves didn't understand the parables. And sometimes, I think we tend to think that he taught in parables because these were illustrations that were easy to understand. After all, we can picture the sower and the seed and whatnot. But that goes against what he actually says about why he did this. The parables aren't easy, at least not according to the way the disciples respond to them. They don't immediately understand them. And there's a couple of keys, I think, to what's going on here. First, at the end of the parable, he says, "He who has an ear to hear, let him hear." Well, if you're a Jewish person at this time and you hear the word "hear," you're immediately going to think of the Shema, Deuteronomy 6, 4, and following. The "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." And if you spend any time looking at the way that word is used in the Old Testament, "hear" does not mean obey straightforwardly. It means pay attention, listen, stick with this, continue to think about this, internalize it, try to let this be absorbed into your life. It's a much more far-reaching word. And so I think Jesus is tapping into that word and saying, listen, if you want to understand me, you understand my teaching, it's not going to be easy. I don't know if anybody saw a couple years ago that they did a study where they figured out that if you learn something through a very easy approach, like a digital device or something, versus a book with difficult to read print, if you learn it the easy way, you don't remember it. But if you go with the print that's hard to read, you learn it better. And the thought is that you're having to pay more attention so you're more engaged. Well, what Jesus is saying is this: the secrets of the kingdom of God or for those who are engaged and stick with it. They're not for those who do it lightly. It takes attention and it takes time. And if you're not willing to give attention in that time, you're simply not going to understand them. We could put it this way. The parables are for those who leave the crowd and all that goes with crowds, the madness of crowds, to follow Jesus and learn from him and sit at his feet. So I think Jesus teaches in parables precisely to prevent easy understanding, precisely so that those who really want to will stick with it and learn from him. He's trying to winnow out those who want God to hand everything to them and those who are determined to be Jesus' disciple, whatever its cost. And in addition, I think this parable is a key to the rest of the parables. And Jesus is also describing how the kingdom or the message is going to spread. It's going to be sown ridiculously, right? No sower would sow this way. No sower who's, you know, got money in his seed would sow it on the path. But Jesus is saying, look, the kingdom will spread this way, sowing, but there's not going to be a lot of response. In fact, it will go forward with lots of resistance, a lot of persecution, a lot of misunderstanding. But where it does get understood, where it does get internalized and appreciated, there will be an almost miraculous production. And so that's precisely what Jesus is saying. Most won't listen, but for those who do, there will be a transformation and a growth that is beyond expecting. So may we hear, like Jesus is inviting us to hear, so that we may bear fruit unto him. Amen.